Beach resident Ray Fox has a dream and a vision. It's called the Hub Heritage Culture and Art Gallery, and he wants to put it in Compton.
We're speaking with Ray Fox, who is the founder of the Hub Gallery. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Let's start off with a little history here. You started to talk about the Hub Gallery actually was in Long Beach for a while?
Yes. We're located at 630 East South Street, right off Atlantic. We established it in 1996. Our paramount purpose was trying to get it in the city of Compton. Established the Martin Luther King Transit Center there. It was a in-kind contribution request, and at that time they were looking for the center to raise funds. So the request was denied, but they did support what I had proposed. We found a different location. That was at 630 East South Street. Wanted it in the area where the arts was not present. Mm-hmm. Even today, the city of Compton has no Aaron Brothers, Michaels, frame shop, anything that really could support the arts within the city of Compton. So for the 13 years that we were, or 15 years, I should say, that we were established in the city of Long Beach, we hosted a Martin Luther King Arts Festival at the South Bay Pavilion Mall. We tried to initiate the first North Long Beach multicultural event, which was held up at Shear Park. I believe that was like in 99, 2000. We allowed a local photographer here, Joseph Franklin, and was able to obtain him a helicopter ride over the African Marketplace.
Oh, fantastic.
And he took overhead shots of the marketplace. Another local artist, Joanne Stewart Green, Sydney Wallace, she was just getting started in 95, 96 and getting her art to the community. We recommended her to several galleries. Now she's moved to Atlanta. She has a calendar that comes from Shades of Color, which they do 10, 20,000 calendars a year of her artwork. We made a recommendation for her to be the artist at KGLH Radio. She was the in-house artist for about 8 years. So we do, and not only that, but we did provide framing services for the community in the North Long Beach area. I don't think there ever been a gallery or frame shop this side of the railroad tracks from Delamo Avenue.
So now basically you're without a home, your gallery, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You want to bring it back to Compton?
Yes, you know, it's just, I really thought the city of Long Beach could have, our rent there was a very moderate amount. We had several incidents that really put a pressure on us. One was, you may recall, there was a fire located at 638 South Street. They were protesting Proposition 8. The Calvary Church has a food pantry right next to where Hub Gallery was established. And they came back there and lit the trash container on fire, which lit the building on fire, which the police department came out and thought it was in the gallery, but it was next door, and they took down the skylight that we have on top of the establishment. Bad timing. The next day it rained like 90 going west.
Oh, my gosh.
In the gallery. And you may recall the earthquake that happened.
Right.
Caught up in that. Then I had got ill for a second. I'm considered a quadriplegic. I bound in a wheelchair, and I had obtained a pressure sore from spending so much time at the gallery that caught up to me. And
yeah.
I had to take a little while off. But, you know, it was really something that I really think that the community around there seen us as a community-based organization trying to really bring the arts within the North Long Beach area of Long Beach.
Talk to me about what the general state of the arts are in Compton right now.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, there's no gallery, there's no frame shop, there's no Michaels, there's no arts and crafts. But if you look at artists, Elliot Pinkley, for example, resided in Compton, done all kind of commissions for the MTA, other well-known organizations. You have Reginald Webster there, who's a commercial artist that have published, you know, probably about 20 or 30 of his own artworks, who get out there and hit the festivals, and really take part in the arts. And he was conducting his business right there at the airport in the city of Compton. He had leased out one of the storage spots there. And it's amazing because now, you know, they have a arts museum at that same location now. Yes, so and I think you, and even I heard some, you know, the North redevelopment, which they're doing there, I heard the possibility of the Mexican-American Museum coming to up north. So I think once art is planted within the community, not only economically, but, you know, as far as unity, collaborative efforts between the public sector, the private sector, you know, all these things come alive.
Tell me, what's your vision for the Hub Gallery, the new reborn Hub Gallery? What do you see it, how big do you want it to be, and what do you see it, where would you like to put it, and what's it going to take to make it happen?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. Been hearing some of the conversations that we're having with the public, and a lot of them would like to see a more formal type art gallery within the city of Compton. My objective is to provide more of a grassroots type of outreach and programs. For example, some of the things that we are talking about coming up with for the gallery is a public art and framing center, arty assistance program that we can help them with funding and letting them know that the different foundations, National Endowments, to the California Arts Council, to the Ford Foundation, that these funds are out there, and provide them the assistance to try to obtain some of those, an art registry.
I'm going to assume that there's no arts council or granting organization in Compton. Am I correct in assuming that?
From all my research, that's how, yeah, what I've found.
So if let me rephrase that question. If you had your vision of where it would be, where would you want to put it?
You know, I've been going through Compton a lot. Compton is really putting a good faith effort in redeveloping Compton. Shopping center from off of Artesia to the downtown, they're investing heavily right now in that area. I've seen a great location, which is not really a commercial location, off of Compton Boulevard. The great thing about this is that I did submit a request to the Compton Redevelopment Agency, and they sent back a letter of support. Told me, see what I can do, hit these foundations and corporations, see if we can obtain some money to do something. Anything from an empty lot to refurbishing one of the buildings that the agency owns.
Right.
So I think that type of support, if you can, the thing why I think a lot of galleries and artists cannot sustain themselves, especially under these economic conditions, is overhead costs.
Yes.
You know, if you paying rent, light bill, phone bill, and those types of things. That, oh, you got to sell a lot of art.
Well, I think that one of the things that we want to see more of is some collaboration between, and you're starting to see it here in Long Beach, a lot more collaboration, but I think that it's important that we continue to look at the cities around us, and we try to find partnership opportunities, collaboration opportunities with artists in other cities, because as you say, you know, if the city doesn't have an infrastructure yet for supporting the arts, it's really hard to do it by yourself. So let's ask the last question, which of course is, how can people get involved, and more, and if they want to get more information, how would they go about doing that?
Well, what they can do, they can follow us on Facebook using the email address hubgallery@yahoo.com. They can always go to the website, hubgallery.com. They can reach me at 562-423-4925, and I'm willing to answer any questions that they may have about the project. But, you know, arts, people... Our motto was that art is not a luxury. It's the essence of one's being.
Right.
Go into someone's house, and if you look on their wall and look at their art, you know, no matter if they're a Raider fan or if they're Native American or if they're in the family or religious, you're going to see that on the wall.
Yeah.
So art is very important, and, you know, it really stands the same test for communities. If you don't see community-type art programs and projects going into the community, and Long Beach is a very, you know, it's known as the international city. And I was here for 14, 15 years in Long Beach. The funding got to get way more diverse. You know, funding really got to reach low economic areas, ethnic backgrounds, and really bring the city together because it has great potential.
Well, Ray, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. I will emphasize again the... hubgallery.com. They're also on Facebook, Hub Gallery, and I'll repeat also the telephone number after this segment is over. Thank you very much for taking the time, Ray Fox, the founder of Hub Gallery, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you, and this is the Creativity Network.
Yep, that's what we try to do.
I love it.
All right, thank you, sir. Take care.
To find out more, email Ray Fox at hubgallery@yahoo.com. He's also on Facebook as Ray Fox. You can also go to hubgallery.com.